had a word that sort of concluded a subject that we had gone over for 4 weeks about handling the Word of God. And Brother Paul charged us all to give the Lord some time.
Amen.
Right.
Not so much to read certain number of chapters a week or do your morning revival, but to give the Lord amount of time.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
So, and we said we would somehow follow up with you all, and we probably should have done it sooner, but now we're doing it now. And the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The burden is that we would give the Lord a number of minutes every day. And this time, just to be clear, is not meeting times. It's not your ministry time. It's your personal time with the Lord in the Word. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Surely He is the most lovely one, worthy of our time, right?
Amen.
And we need to consider and set aside some time for Him, the one we love the best. You know, we have to keep speaking this. I speak that by faith until it is reality.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord. So of course when we're in the Word, we should mingle that time with prayer, but we're not saying just pray, read.
Right.
We're not saying just read. We're not saying just pray, but it's personal time and fellowship with the Lord. This is the source of our supply for our Christian life.
Amen.
And through those times of confession and giving the Lord everything is for growth.
Right.
Amen.
We can't have personal confession in the corporate meetings, right? We need to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
And just in the matter of how much time do you want to give the Lord, I just repeat a little of the fellowship. Let's be the slow tortoise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't take off a whole bunch if you're motivated and then fail because you can't do that all the time. Mm-hmm. So just look at your schedule and set aside some time for Him, whether it's in the morning or at lunch or in the evening or maybe all three times a day.
Yeah.
Of course, the more time, the better. But we just want you all to consider, and then what we want to do is collectively have us all anonymously say, I gave the Lord this much minutes every day.
Right.
And we will collect it and be able to just jointly encourage one another to say, mm-hmm. The church in Lake Forest is giving the Lord
time. Right.
200 minutes a day, whatever the total comes out to. And we can remind one another. And just to give you some personal experience, this week, at first I thought, as I was considering, as Paul was speaking last week, I don't know if I have much time. But then the Lord pointed to some time where I've been spending a lot of time in the morning. It was going to be for Him, but it's turned out to be handling email and reading news. Surely you can give me some of that. And I thought, well, amen, that surely isn't as profitable as spending time with the Lord. So I gave myself to do that this week, and confessedly, I didn't make every day, but those days when I did surely made a difference.
Amen.
And actually, I could tell the difference more when I didn't do it than when I did, right? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May we all give Him personal time in the Lord, in the Word. So I meant to bring some index cards, but we're also going to send out an email survey. You just fill in a form. I'm going to give them so many minutes a day and return it. If you want, you can put your initials, but that's between you and the Lord. We're really just trying to encourage us to let the saints know the church is serious about this matter.
Amen.
We don't want what we went through to just wash away.
Amen.
Without any impact on us. So actually we'll send that out very soon. You'll get a little email. You could fill it out in the email and click submit, or you can go to the website. It's just a simple Google form that we'll send out. But if you don't feel to do that, maybe we can find some slips of paper where you can just write down a number.
Yeah.
And
between you and the Lord.
Between you and the Lord. And if you wish, you could put it in the offering box as a some kind of commitment.
Well, that's good.
So it's up to you. Anyhow, this is the time where we grow in the Lord.
Amen.
If we just come to the meetings, we are missing what the Brother Lee called the roots of our Christian life. We need deep roots.
Amen.
To be able to withstand any trials.
Amen.
And then just a footnote, saints, I enjoyed the life studies this week in Ezekiel.
Amen.
We moved on from chapter 1. We had 12 messages on chapter 1, which is, Brother Lee said, the deepest chapter in the whole Bible. And then we came to the second section of Ezekiel, which seems, in my daily reading, a bit discouraging. It's all the failures and judgments right. of the children of Israel, and then it follows by God's judgment on the nations. So it's this long section of God's judgment in Ezekiel. But I tell you, if you read the life studies, they help you to dig out the jewels. So let me give you just one jewel, or maybe five, from the judgments on God's people. As God was judging them, he compared them to some things. And the positive aspects of these comparisons is so rich. So types of God's people from that section were his chosen and his elect.
Amen.
We're his vine.
Amen.
We're his bride.
Amen.
We're his flock.
Amen.
And we're his treasure.
Amen.
Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. God really values us.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus, thank you for the life studies.
Amen.
We continue to get into life studies, and we'll try to improve, amp up our speed a little bit so we'll finish before the training.